Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 171 for October 16th, 2006, Wild Planets Verticon. And now, get ready for Dick! A brand new week, and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the leaves are kind of falling off the trees. It is autumn, and it is time to visit Dick DiBartolo at the stately DiBartolo Manor as we wind our way up the long, regal drive through the sycamore trees, into the beech trees, over the birch trees, and down into the valley where Dick's stately manor lies, the wisps of beautiful clouds blowing away and clearing away. And there he is waiting at the door with his faithful manservant, Chucky. And hello, Dick! Good to see you.
I'll be here. That certainly has got to be...
I was stalling for you.
Really?
Oh, I wanted to give you enough time to get your gadget ready.
Oh, what are you kidding? I was...
You were born ready.
Yeah, I was born ready, right. Yeah. You talk about a snooze box. If people want to sleep, just play that introduction back.
Well, I was trying to paint a picture.
That would put boo to the...
I was trying to paint a picture of what it would be like if you had a wonderful mansion.
Oh, if I had... Oh, okay.
But you don't.
Here we are on a street with two trees behind the fire hydrant. You see that old rusty bike chained to the fence? That's where Dick lives. That's a picture.
That's it right there. All right, let's pound on the door and see if we get the super to wake Dick up. Oh, Dick! Hey, Dickie, come out. We're on the stoop here. What you got for us?
Take away my stoop.
You don't have a stoop?
No, I used to have a stoop.
What happened to your stoop?
But I ended up, I used to live in the basement.
Oh.
But they took the stoop away, and I live on the first floor now.
Your building's been raised?
No. They just, because you had to go up the stoop, that became the first floor. I was the basement.
Oh, my.
When they renovated the building, they took away
the stoop. And now you're on the first floor. Did they raise the rent because of that?
Absolutely.
You're not in the basement anymore.
You're not in the basement anymore.
Cost you a couple hundred.
Look at this glorious apartment. Used to live in a dungeon, but now look at it.
Well, did they lower the ground? I mean, you're still below the ground, aren't you?
I'm down three steps. But
oh, man. I'll tell you, New York real estate, it's a whole nother world, kids.
Oh, it is. It really is.
Let's get our gadget here.
Our gadget of the day is something that you now know about and people can see shortly on Call for Help. It's from Wild Planet, and it's their new game called Verticon.
Oh, I loved this.
Yeah, Verticon is great. It's an aerial battle game.
Which you keep beating me at.
I know. And Leo, it is so fun. Well, first of all, just to explain it, picture something that a globe would be in and take the globe out. And
well, that's descriptive.
Isn't that a good description?
Picture something a globe would be in. Okay, now remove the globe.
What? And you have the globe stand.
That pretty much means it could look like anything, really.
Yeah, okay. Well, use your imagination.
It's kind of, you know what, for the Harry Potter set, it's kind of like Quidditch. It's like the Quidditch Stadium.
Okay. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Right, but not that big.
Not that big. No, because it fits on your table.
Okay. It fits on a table. And you it's AC, you plug it in, and it starts an airstream, and the airstream's adjustable. And then you have these 3D warriors that
they're really ping pong balls with weapons.
With weapons, and you put the weapon, you choose the weapons. And Leah, what is so funny is when I was talking to the people from Wild Planet, they demonstrated the game for me. I said, Leo and I will have so much fun.
Yes.
And Kim Bratcher from Wild Planet said, do you want to win? And I said, oh, yeah.
She doesn't like me. She doesn't like me. You know why? Because I couldn't get one of their products on Regis.
Oh.
And so now she's going, you want to beat the pants off Laporte.
Oh, okay.
Now I understand.
Right. I don't think she has a mean bone in her body.
No,
but anyway.
I love Wild Planet.
Right. She said that the guys who invented the game, you know, been playing it a million hours, and they know good combinations of weapons. And they said, so, you know, use this and this and this.
And she was right.
No, she wasn't. What was funny, Leo, is that all your guys up there at the studio loved it.
Yeah.
And when your stagehand, Mike, was setting it up, waiting for me to come out, I see him
Mike,
out there.
If you're listening, you just called him a stagehand. He's not a stagehand. He's a stagehand, but he doesn't like to be called a stagehand.
Oh, okay. The grip.
The grip. My assistant, my technical assistant, Mike.
Your TA.
My TA.
Your TA.
Did he mess with it?
Yeah, he was taking this off and sticking this in there. I mean,
man. Because
they were all playing with it. And
right.
I thought, oh, well, now it's just going to be fair. But the funny thing is I still won.
You beat me two or three times in a row.
Yeah, I know. So you put your little warriors in these little launch pads, and at the count of three, you launch them, and they spin in the air, and the weapons can hit each other and knock one of them out of the arena, and I just happened to do it twice in a row. So,
yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's really fun, and it made me want to play more because I wanted to come back and beat you.
And then if you are into, there is a whole back game if you want. Those little warriors have numbers on them, and you can add up the weapon. I mean, you can make this into a long, involved game if you want to. But we just had fun just trying to knock each other out of the arena. And it's like $25.
Oh, it's really a great toy.
It's called Verticon, and it's from Wild Planet.
It's really a fun toy.
It's great.
I love it.
I left it up there. They're probably still playing with it. Your technical assistant,
there you
Michael.
Go. That's what he wants to hear.
Mr. Michael. Your TA might still be playing with it because I left it up. I did not want to take that through security.
Oh, you know, it's funny because they said, oh, no, we have to ship it back to him.
What?
No, really. I said, oh, gee, Henry would really love this. Dick left his Verticon here. I guess they said, oh, no, we have to ship it back to him.
No, please.
They're going to keep it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Those sons of guns.
Yeah.
Why?
Those little scamps.
Oh, those scamps. Well, it's all right.
Scamps.
They deserve a little fun in their pathetic lives, especially since they won't be ever working again after this.
Anyway, okay.
Are you ready for our jingle?
Ready for our jingle.
Here we go. Now, I love that jingle.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you, George Wood, for our jingle. We're going to keep using that, I think.
I think I've got two
good jingles.
And I forgot, did the first one also come from George Wood, our main jingle?
No.
It didn't.
Whatever it is, the gay.
Do we still use that?
Biz. Yeah, I use that. I use it at the end of the Mad Minute. I throw that in.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. Hello. Oh, greetings from the Pearl of the Orient.
The Pearl of the Orient.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I don't know. Hello.
let me Google Pearl of the Orient and see what I find.
Wait a minute. I'm sure in here.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
It's a Chinese restaurant in Cardiff Bay.
Oh, okay. So I guess he's writing us from there.
I don't even know where Cardiff Bay is.
Right. That's probably the Orient. Wasn't that like a beauty cream they used to sell in infomercials?
Pearl of the Orient.
Pearl of the Orient.
It will give you the beautiful skin. Looks like it's an Australian restaurant.
Oh, okay.
No, it can't be that can't be it.
No, the Pearl of the Orient.
That's the first thing I find when I Google. Maybe it's what the Philippines are known as.
Oh, it is. Here, I found it. Okay.
Penang.
I'll read the letter.
The
and all will become clear. Leo and Dick, I enjoy and love listening to your podcast. He actually means netcast.
Thank you.
before, I would watch Leo and Patrick on Call for Help.
Yes.
And the screensavers until the show was canceled. I'm still hoping to get to watch the Canadian version of Call for Help here in the Philippines.
The Pearl of the Orient.
The Pearl of the Orient. Oh, everybody knows that.
Yes.
Anyway, since I know you love gadgets, I saw one on the internet. I don't know if you've covered this in previous shows. The gadget is called Pam, the Personal Coach, and it's at pam.com. I hope you like my small contribution to your show, Robert Fernandez. And Pam, it's like a little, let me bring it up again. It's like a little, boy, what is with my computer today?
Pam's not coming up real fast for me either.
Yeah, I don't know.
It keeps you moving, it says.
Yeah, it seems to be like a little exercise device.
Yeah, you put it on your belt. It's not a pedometer, though. It will beep at you, I guess.
Yeah, you know, my computer is so bad today. How bad? I don't have an answer for that.
don't make the joke if you...
Yeah, I know. Especially with you.
Yeah. So you connect Pam up to your computer, and you install the software, and then you dock your Pam, and then it keeps track of... I guess it's just an electronic pedometer, kind of.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It measures your movement.
And then you dock it again, and you upload your Pam score. It's a pedometer, for crying out loud.
Okay. Oh, but it looks very tricky.
It's fancy. A fancy pedometer.
Yeah, it's fancy, fancy. And how much is it? Do we know?
Let me press the button that says order.
Okay.
Distribution of Pam activity monitors in the U.S. has been discontinued. Well, it's an instant gadget warehouse product.
Okay. Yeah. Robert Fernandez, you gave us something not for the show, but for the warehouse.
That's good. Well, yeah. I guess you can't get it.
You can't. That's very funny. Talk about things coming and going quickly.
We've just found out about it. It's already been discontinued. It's a Dutch company.
Okay. But, and they're in Dutch now.
They are in Dutch. Well, thank you for the gadget warehouse item. Isn't that funny? You actually got a little window, folks, into how the process here at the Gizwiz works. We go through the letters looking for gadgets. Then we go online and we look for the website for the gadget. And then we give up and go home.
It's IW, Instant Warehouse.
Instant Warehouse.
And I'll just throw this letter in because it's only one sentence. Great show. I live in Luxembourg, Europe, and I listen to all the shows.
Wow.
Rampod. So I think that might be our first Luxembourger.
Luxembourger. Yeah. It's not a big country.
No.
So you got to take them when you can get them.
Yeah. So if Graham listens and it's not a big country, is it safe to say that 50% of all the people in Luxembourg, it's actually Luxembourg, our listeners, pretty much.
Is
that about right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
We have a huge audience in Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Relative
we have Graham.
And that's it.
And if Graham had Sonic Jacket,
I could make everybody in Luxembourg
played
hear us.
Our podcast. Everybody in Luxembourg would be a listener. Hey, shut your jacket.
Hey, I'm working. Get that Gizwiz out of my head. I'm going to play the jingle just for the Luxembourgers.
Oh, yeah. Become the Landers, your lovely land. Everybody in Luxembourg. Become the Gizwiz Landers Nets.
I think after that, I'm exhausted. I think we should take a break, listen to Mad Minute, let them do the work for us for a change, and we'll be back tomorrow with a Turn the Tables Tuesday. What do you say, Dick?
I'll be here.
That's what you say.
Hi, Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer with Sarah Fowler, and another Mad Minute. Now, the latest news.
Oh, Dick, wait a minute. Sometimes the Mad Minutes are recorded a month before they're aired. How can we give the latest news?
Sarah, it's so easy. We use the old history repeats itself theory. Ready? Here's the latest news. Giant oil tanker springs leak.
Union leader disappears along with all the union dues.
PBS says it needs more money to keep operating.
IRS says its computer sent tax due notices to the wrong people.
Weekend traffic worse than predicted.
Senator claims 16 trips to Hawaii were all business.
Airline delays on the increase.
Hairdryer recalled a shock hazard.
Nutritionists attack contents of fast foods.
Automakers issue giant recall.
Mad Minutes win Humor Prize.
That's history repeating itself?
Oh, well, that's my imagination repeating itself. Right. Till next time, Dick DiBartolo with Sarah Fowler on the Mad Minute. Bye.
What's that? Your stomach?
That's my lunch repeating itself.
Look out!
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.